the biggest hits all day long.
And the biggest guests. You know what it is. Weeknights with Callum Gallagher.
And my guest on the show tonight is Example.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Honestly or radio answer?
Go honestly. We want the answer.
I can tell the people of Scotland. I can be honest because they like the truth. They tell it how it is. I'm very excited to be here and talk about my new single, but I'm absolutely ruined. I'm jet lagged. My tan is fading. It's, you know, proper third world problems. You know, first world problems. I can't even speak.
I was just letting you have it.
So I'm back. I've got a new single. I mean, I feel like I count my last proper release as One More Day in 2014, which was like my last chart hit. I got married, had two kids now. I've still been doing like 50 gigs a year. But, you know, I suppose I was just working so hard.
You're total goals, though. Total family goals on Instagram.
Oops, man. I've kind of fallen on my feet with the wife. She's pretty special. She actually interviewed me on Aussie Radio.
Oh, did she?
And I walked in the room and I was like, oh my God. And I just thought, I've got zero chance for you because you're already famous and you've already got money. So what do you want from me? And I left the studio and got back and she tweeted me. I thought she's got the wrong person. And here I am today.
What
my kids are beautiful
story.
Because of her.
What a woman. All right, tell us about the first single then. I'm actually disappointed that it's not called I Am Bruce Story and a sequel to Whiskey Story.
Sugary Content 2. The answer. It's I wrote this in September just after my second son was born. I've written, over the last few years, I've written so many songs, like probably 150 songs since 2014. I was just going into the record label and every month I'd play them six or seven songs and they're like, no. And I think what it was, I was trying too hard.
Yeah.
And I had this period just after my second kid was born where anyone who's had kids knows you're kind of in this sort of like a bit of a daze. It's like very hazy. You're not getting much sleep. I felt like I was, you know, high all the time just from...
That explains why half of our office walk about like that. And you're the guy in that instance. Imagine how your wife feels.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. She's a bit sore between the knees. So I went to the studio and I wrote a batch of songs in a short space of time, which have become, you know, the next single, this and the next singles. And I think it's probably the best stuff I've done in years, you know.
Came a long way since the Nando's Skank. The only reason I say it is, right, I said it to Ed Sheeran, and I don't know if genuinely people weren't mentioning it to him, but he was like, mate, that was so long ago, how do you remember that? And I was like, how can you forget that? It's everywhere.
I don't think me and him really realised. We knew that it was getting millions of views, but I don't think we realised what it meant to people. Like, I've had people tell me their kids performed it at a talent competition. I've heard people played it at their wedding. People would stop the rave in a house party to put it on at 3 a.m. and everyone would sing along. I was like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Because we just made it up on the spot. I'd had one beer. I think he was completely sober, even though everyone always says to me, oh, you were battered in that video. And I was like, no, that's just how I look. I look a bit disheveled, you know?
But thanks for that. Right, let's talk about the new album then. So you got the first three singles done.
I've got enough stuff. I could put out a pop album, a grime album, and a house album if I wanted to this year. It's not down to me. It's down to the label, you know. I'm like, kind of like, as a collective agreement between me, my manager, and the record label. I'd love to do a sixth album. If it comes out, I've got the music ready. It may just be big singles for the next year. I really don't know, mate.
Yeah. And we're cool with that.
I'll definitely be touring at the end of the year because I haven't done a tour since 2014, so I'll definitely be touring.
You're going to come back to Scotland for that?
Well, mate, you know it's my favourite place in the world.
So I actually DJed alongside you one time. You were in Edinburgh and it was ages ago. I was in a completely different room, but I was in the same club, so I'm counting that as supporting you.
What club was that?
It was called Cav or Lava Ignite or something.
Ah, Lava Ignite. Yeah. I remember that night.
I just remember looking down and seeing stewards being completely flattened by the makeshift.
The girls at the front on the barrier, yeah.
Yeah, those were the days. For them, but what a night. All right, before you go, man, we do this thing on the show called Screenshot Roulette. So it involves this roulette wheel here. your phone and your screenshots folder.
Right.
Right, so I'm going to chuck a ball on, right? And then it's going on the roulette wheel. Whichever number it stops at, you go into your screenshots folder. You count by it that many and you let us know what it is.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Chuck on. Wait, number 13.
Oh, this is a guy who appears, it's a meme, and he has a haircut which looks like a moustache on his forehead. And someone has hilariously written underneath, this is meant to be his name, Tashon Mahid. Tashon Mahid.
Yeah, I've got Tashon Mahid. We can relate to that. That sounds so Scottish.
Does that win? Does that win? That do I win? What do I get? What do I get?
I've got one can of the old iron brew left before they reduce the sugar. And when...
People are saying it's good though, this new one.
It's more like
your
diet.
Sponsorship over.
Nah. But listen, I got one of the old cans left in the flat. And I'll give you that next time you're here.
Okay, very very nice of you. I can't wait to... I'm going to do a tour just to come and receive that.
Example, man. Thank you so much for being here. It was an absolute pleasure.
Cheers, Carl.
Example, everybody.
Bye-bye, mate. Bye-bye.
Listen live every Sunday to Thursday evening.